All right, I think we can get started. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming. Thanks for making the transition to virtual. We'll start with roll call real quick. Hey, Nikki is here. Becky Ross, not here. John Fairchild.
Yes.
Some Mark Yan
Here.
Kevin Digger. Nope. Pete. Peter, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful. Bill.
I'm here.
Great. And then Patrick Leary, not here yet. All right. We'll start with public comments. I have one on behalf of Sandy Hawk. She's driving home from an event right now and wasn't sure she could make it. She just wanted to report that last night they had a talk at the classroom. Danielle Finger, who's one of the members of DDPC, talked about how water, like, talked about hydrology and geology of the park, and I guess it was really well attended and a good success. Next month, the talk will be on the 14th at 6:30, and it's going to be someone presenting on like historic use from by people of the park, and she's unsure in her message if that's going to be pioneers or some like native peoples, but you can anticipate a historic talk. And she'd love it if we would all come. So that's it.
Well, I would have made the talk last night, except I made the mistake of getting my shingles vaccination on Monday. And yesterday I was just sore and angry, standing in my driveway, screaming at kids to get off my lawn. So I was unable to make it, but it did sound like very interesting, very, very interesting subject.
Yeah. I've heard that vaccine's rough, so I'm sorry, Bill.
I'm back and tough as ever.
Great. Wonderful. Any other public comments?
Nikki, did they talk about ownership of the water that's going down the stream and how it all relates to the aquifer and all that?
I was unable to go. But I do know about that water, well, a certain amount of water that flows into Dimpledale is from Bell Canyon. And my understanding is it's largely up to public utilities who own a bunch of those water shares, how much water goes through. Public utilities is doing aquifer restoration using like the gravelly base of Dimpledale as a kind of a sieve to refill it. So it's sort of like at the judgment of public utilities. As far as like other shareholders that might allow water to flow through there, I'm not really sure.
Nikki, do you have any idea, or Chris or Tanner, Patrick's not with us yet, but does anybody get any notification as to when they're going to run that water and how long it's going to run? Or does it just appear?
Yeah, it just appears. It just depends on when they decide to Bell Canyon's full enough that they can let some out. So sometimes it'll run earlier than later. Sometimes it'll run longer than it just depends on how much they let out. And we never get any notice. It just happens.
Is this Tanner?
This Chris.
Or is that Chris?
Yeah.
So you're as surprised as anybody else.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why they call it Dry Creek, because most of the year it is dry. So, I
Right,
mean, I
right.
think there was talk a couple years ago about Sandy City or somebody looking into maybe having water run through it year round, but nothing ever came of it.
Right, and I think
Right.
this is Patrick. I think Nikki is right when she's talking about public utilities with Sandy City Public Utilities, who's in charge of that, and they're charging, trying to recharge the aquifer there. So, and in the last couple
Right.
of years, we had when we had good snow, it just ran naturally. This year, it looks like it's just when they want to release it.
Well, it's working really well now.
So, Patrick, apparently you've joined us.
I did. I snuck in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments?
I don't know what public comments constitute exactly. We have no public attending. So is this an open, is this basically open comments?
Well, it's just in case like public happened to attend, or like in the case of Sandy, like she gave me a comment to give, and I think that could potentially happen. I don't know. It's kind of like a courtesy. If anybody has anything to say, sometimes Steve Van Maren shows up and says something. All right, so if we're done with that, then let's go ahead and elect a new chair and vice chair. Okay.
Can you do that, Nikki? Can you get a roll call vote?
A roll call vote? Okay. So, and do I say, like, I would like to
nominate someone.
Okay, John can nominate, and then we'll just... The roll call,
just
everybody.
Go from there, I think. Yeah, I'll nominate Bill Stoddard to the chair position.
Great.
And you need a second. That.
Okay, so Phil says yes.
Wait, you need a second. Yes. You need a second. Oh. Phil needs to second the motion first.
I second it.
Okay. Phil seconds it. All right. And then all in favor say aye. I don't know how to do this.
Aye.
So you just call them out by name.
Okay, so Bill, Markianne, Phil, John, Nikki, and Pete, are you an aye?
Aye.
Yep, and Pete.
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Nikki?
Aye.
All right.
Great, thanks.
Sounds like it's unanimous.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, that,
now
that
the new president can run the chair.
Yeah, now you get to be in charge, Bill. I'm done.
Nikki's got, she gone.
Boy, that baton got passed pretty fast.
Huh.
We just needed five people, that's it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, thanks. I think we also need to elect a new vice chair. I'd like to nominate John. Can I get
a
second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Phil. So let's take a vote. John, are you willing to accept number one?
I am, and I'll vote yay.
Okay. So, Nikki, you've resigned as the chair. Are you still on the board at this point?
I can be today.
There you go.
I haven't officially resigned from the board yet.
Are you voting?
I can vote. Yes, I vote aye.
Okay, Phil?
Yes.
Marky?
Aye.
Pete?
Aye.
Do we have anyone else here who's actually on the board?
Yourself.
Myself. Well, I vote yes. So it's so John is our new vice chair.
Thanks, John.
Congrats, John.
We'll see.
So, we did.
And then a month from now.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've, I think normally we would review the minutes from the prior meeting before we took these other actions. Do we need to review that meeting?
Take a look at the minutes, that were on the thing.
You can go ahead and review those minutes and adopt them if you're inclined.
Does anyone have any questions or corrections about the minutes?
No.
Then I move that we accept the minutes as written.
I'll second that.
Put them into the record.
Okay.
Okay.
I second.
Is everyone a yay?
Yay.
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 Well, we can move agenda. Does anyone have anything to report about the specific zones that they have been paying attention to? Anything new?
We did have a fire in the park. Maybe Patrick or Chris could, or Tanner could give us an update on that on the west.
No. Was it actually in the park?
Yeah, I'll let Tanner or Chris do it. But it's, you know, the new development up on the east side of the park that's going in right now, that's under construction. I can't remember the name of the HOA. Burned right behind that construction site, burned on both sides of the fence line, although most of it was on the, ended up being in the park side of things. It happened on a very hot day with south winds. I have not heard whether Sandy Fire knows how it started, but they seem to think there were multiple ignition spots along that fence line. So who knows if it was related to the construction activities or something else. Sandy Fire
responded
and put it out pretty quick. Go ahead, Chris.
Sandy Fire told Gabe Deshiro, one of our supervisors that made it up there, that it did start on the construction side. They just weren't sure how.
Yeah, we went up and checked it out the next day and took some pictures. But you can plainly see it looked like a machine, or they were digging in a certain spot on their side, and you can see where it contacted and went to the park. But I'm just going off what I seen, but it, you know, that whole fence line, probably about 300 feet, probably got like a 25 to 30 foot fire break now, so.
So the fence line, there's actually a fence there. Who owns the fence?
I believe the new construction or the HOA, though.
Yeah, they're the ones who installed it.
Okay. So the county's not responsible in any way to rebuild the fence. Has no liability to do it?
No. That would be my position. We don't. It's not our fence.
Okay. I think it's a chain link fence.
Yeah, from looking at it, what I've seen, it looks just like a temporary to try to keep people out of their area there. I would guess they'll take it down.
No, this is a wrought iron or a faux wrought iron fence along that back line of that development.
So it was there before the construction?
No, it was there. It was put in by the construction.
Oh.
It defines the property line of the HOA.
Okay.
Just as a heads up, the gate following that fire, I guess, the gate there at the aqueduct entrance was left open, and the lock was bolt cutters had been taken to the lock. I'm assuming that was to get access, you know, for the fire.
We're aware, but we're not sure what happened. Sandy Fire wouldn't have left the gate wide open, though. They have their own locks that they use. So it was, there's something else going on with that, but we are aware of it and looking into it.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that lock that had been cut on the ground. I closed the gate. I figured that there was no reason to have a gate open, but as long as you guys are always aware of that kind of stuff. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know, but this is the time to bring it forward. If there's something odd going on, we'll let you know.
I got a question for Patrick on that fencing. I mean, does the county have any say of what type of fencing goes there?
Are you talking about the HOA?
Yeah, no, I'm asking if the county has any say on what kind of fencing goes there.
No, it's on their private property.
Okay.
But it's a shared boundary, right?
Meaning, of course, it's shared between the private property and...
Well, yeah, that's why I was asking if the county had any guidelines of what kind of fence they can put there, a big cinder block or...
No. You know. Like you can do on your private property.
Well, I'd like to say that I took the opportunity this last month to stop in and the beat and introduce myself to both Chris and Tanner in their facility. We never see them on camera during these meetings. I guess they only turn the camera on when they're doing their OnlyFans work. So I just thought I'd like to know what they look like. And oh, good grief, there's Chris.
I ran into Chris the other day anyway, on the trail there.
Anyway, they're very gracious to show me around the facility they work out of and talk a little bit about what they do out of that facility and what they do in the park itself. And I remember hearing some rumblings early on about the county wanting to put a better facility in there to support the park, and that there was apparently has been some resistance, at least within a prior board, to trying to support that in any way. I think one of the things that we might want to talk about going forward is the fact that that's really a very inadequate facility for them as far as I think the requirements that the park demand. It's also a historical site, so they're very limited on what they can do to try and modify it to make it more applicable to what they're trying to do within the park. So we might want to talk about ongoing, perhaps open this discussion up amongst the board about how we feel about putting a better facility in there for whoever happens to be maintaining that park. There's a couple things that it would accomplish. I think it would allow an opportunity to have more equipment on site, which I think could be important depending upon what's going on within the park itself. And I think it could become more and more important for there to be an institutionally recognized facility on the park so that the occasional troublemaker going by recognizes that there's a presence there. I think it could help reduce some of the just miscellaneous small problems that happen within the park. And then we can turn that building over to our counterpart and let them start working on restoration. But that's something I'd like all the board members to put in their back pocket and start to think about, whether they're for it, against it, what their feelings are either way, to see if we might be able to make some sort of reasonable to address it in some reasonable way.
I've got a question for Patrick. Is that proposal, you know, to get funds in this coming fiscal year still possibility? Is that something you're pursuing?
So we're looking at it in the context of the recreation bond that will be going on the ballot in the fall. But I haven't seen the final list of what the county's putting forward yet. But it was certainly one of the projects that was being considered. So I should know within a week or two of whether or not that will be one of those that goes forward. And Bill, you're absolutely right. There was, when you say a maintenance facility, people went to their worst nightmare of what that might be and thought we were going to build a 3-story tall building, you know, 50 feet long kind of thing and 40 feet wide. And, you know, whatever we end up doing in that park will fit in with the aesthetic of the park, obviously.
Well, I do know that one overhead door would be a nice addition.
At least.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea. I think it should be definitely considered seriously. I don't think anybody even knows that there's a maintenance connected to any of that building over there.
That's because we're a little bit embarrassed that we have to keep gas powered equipment in a historic building. So
yeah.
Bill, do you think it would be, or Patrick, would it be helpful at all if even tonight, since this decision's forthcoming, for the board to go on record as supporting it? Because I'm getting the feeling that there's no opposition just the general idea that a maintenance facility needs to be constructed. And the details of what that maintenance facility would look like is yet to be, you know, nailed down.
So, two things. Technically, I think since it's not an action item on your agenda, you can't take a formal action on it. but you could take a straw poll and get a sense of the board, although I think we probably already know what the sense of the board is. But I think there'll be time to take that formal vote, John.
Okay.
I don't know what we're doing for a July meeting, but I think all of us will sort of coalesce in August. So that probably be a good time to take a formal statement if in fact it's on the list to go forward. And if not, you can certainly say, hey, we're urgent. We need this in the park anyway. So.
Good.
Okay. Well, I think as far as the participating board that is in this meeting tonight, I haven't heard a lot of objection to the idea of putting a facility somewhere on the park within the park boundary that assists the maintenance people doing what they need to do. And I think as importantly, makes a statement that the park is part of the institution and that it's part of our municipal system. And it's not just a big chunk of raw ground that nobody pays attention to. I think that's an important statement to make to the casual observer, as well as the people who use that park regularly. So we can withhold any further discussion until perhaps put this on our July agenda, give ourselves a little more time to think about this. Our July agenda is probably also going to include calling some of our current board members.
I think the next time we have the library is August 12th.
Yeah.
That's
every
right.
Every other month.
We're, That's right. We move out every other month. So August, I think, is going to be a month where we're, I guess we're going to start culling board members, because you're allowed to miss three meetings before you're off the board. And we might be on our way there with a few people. So that could be an important meeting for us to determine who's actually going to be active on a board and who's not.
Is that three meetings per year, or how is that rated or geared?
Three meetings in a row.
Oh, three. Okay. All right. I know I missed the last one due to internet problems.
Yeah, it's three meetings in a row, which is three quarters of the year, the way we're currently meeting.
Bill, I got a
So,
suggestion along those lines.
okay.
I mean, I think as we're looking to remove, see who no longer wants to serve on this board, I think we need to do some recruiting. And if the best candidates are going to be people that you know have a strong interest in this park. And it's kind of difficult, to get that kind of commitment with just the general announcement. Of course, there would be a general announcement that the county would do, but I think it falls upon every one of us to find a, someone that we know is in that park a lot. It means a lot to them, and they would have, strong motivation to be a participant on this board.
Hey,
Well,
Patrick,
I
is there a protocol for that? How does that work with getting on the board?
it would be part of the county's announcement that these positions are available, I would think, but.
So similar to the way we got on board.
Right, exactly. We would put out an announcement, a general announcement, and take out, and we would take the application, that kind of thing. I think what John's saying, though, is that as you look at your circle of friends and associates, it's often easier to encourage someone to join if there's if you know someone who's got the same passion that you might. So.
Well, it's certainly behooves us to try and expand the active membership of this board. While it calls for eight members, as long as we have five, we can act as a board, as long as we have a quorum. The problem with only having five is that our input starts to shrink. So I think it's important for us to try, if we are able to do so, to get eight very active, interactive board members who have their own agenda. Because I think all of us, while the general health of the park is important to all of us, we all have something of our own that we want to make attention within this park. So we can expand our areas of input. I think that could be very valuable to us. So I'd like to put this forward for our next meeting. I'd really like everybody on the board to spend some time and evaluate what you think this board is supposed to do, what our contribution is supposed to be. I know, I know, I know what it says we're supposed to do, but I think our role may have shifted a little bit, even though we're not completely played out as far as planning is concerned within the park. There's a lot of years left for the master plan to be implemented. I think there are some other areas that we can expand ourselves into where we could have some impact. And if everyone would take a minute and just sort of think about what it is that we might be able to bring to the party, as far as recommendations to the county that are thoughtful and meaningful, we might be able to show our value. Right now, I think we're struggling to illustrate the value that this board was originally constructed to bring to the health of this park. And I felt deeply about what it is that this board might want to try and address and how they might want to go about it, rather than just having meetings and reading the minutes. So it's hardly an assignment, but if you would take the time to give it some thought, I think we can address that in our next board meeting.
How many board members?
See what everybody's individual thoughts are.
How many board members do we have total?
We have eight.
Okay. All right.
Well, probably seven now. I don't think Nikki's going to be pretty well occupied with a different board.
Correct. So we already have one seat to fill.
So how do we go about doing that?
Well, I think we start, I think it starts with the county. I think the county has to put out a notification that they're is at least one vacant seat.
Is there a way to be to have?
We may have.
Is there a way to have like backup members too, so we don't have to have that gap for a long period of time? We can have a list of people that can fill in if need be.
I don't think that exists within the county's processes, but I think we can act as an ad hoc board no matter what, even with five members. So.
Because, boy, the last process, when we went through it, I mean, I put my application, that took a year.
Yeah, it is a lengthy process.
I know with my application, it took that long, but I think the county was going through a reevaluation of their boards and wasn't sure whether there'd be some consolidation with different parks or not, but I wouldn't think that it would take as long now that they know that there's a Dimpledale board that's going to be active.
And the application is technically always open, right? Anyone could apply at any point in time. And we would bring those forward if we had some new applicants for you to consider. So
they just go to the county website, the county parks website?
Yeah, or there's a boards and commissions website, I think, is where the application is. But
that's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
So we can sell that.
So I guess that's another thing that I'd like our existing and our active board members to consider, supporting John's suggestion. That if we know people that we're confident are interested and concerned in the park and its use and its health, that we encourage them to make application, because we have a vacancy now, and I think we'll probably have some additional vacancies. And again, we can forge forward with five board members, but I think the broader our pool of experience and talent is, the more effective we'll be. So if we can have all eight board members active and invested, I think we'll serve whatever purpose it is we're going to attempt to move forward in a far better way.
Agreed.
Well, that's everything I have to say today. I'm looking at our agenda. I think it says that at some point in time we're supposed to adjourn.
Well, so it sounds like our assignment is to think of why we're here, and to possibly, I guess, sell. I don't want to say sell, but that's what I've done for my living all my life. But sell the privilege of being on this board. And those two kind of go in hand, Bill, with we got to tell them what the board entails.
Well, and they might be parties who bring ideas to us as to what it is that we should be trying to put our attention to.
Perfect.
So, so it is a hand in hand proposition.
Hello, this is Heather from the DDPC. I don't know if you guys are still considering like docents, but it's something I actually talked to Mayor Zoltansky about tonight. Just how with the e-bikes and like those new laws kind of going into play, and what kind of a drastic disparity it's been between the general public and kind of knowledge about e-bikes and what is allowed in the park versus what's actually allowed, and kind of how we handle those. I know with some of my board members, at least on the DDPC, I've been told at least to take like a do not engage approach of, you know, just kind of watch from a distance, that kind of thing. Though I know the one time that Sandy and I did try to call the not emergency line, actually on Earth Day, the day I got hit, non-emergency couldn't find us. And we've kind of at least figured out some of those. And I guess it was a good thing that it happened, just because finding out that non-emergency couldn't find us and, you know, telling them I'm in Dimpledale Park, as you guys understand, 640 acres is kind of a non-issue. And I know what three words is kind of what we're being told to use. But I really like the idea of you guys being used as like docents and kind of helping engage with the general public and just kind of educating people. Because I know that's at least one of the big things that you guys do, and one of the things that we at least really appreciate you for. So I don't know if that's helpful at all, or if that's something that we could help with, because we've got the, you know, the outdoor classroom, if you guys ever want to come use it and hold a class there, kind of tell people about what you do or anything like that. But that's, we're always, I mean, obviously I'll be open to collaborating, but that's something that we really appreciated you guys for. So I don't know if that's something you're still considering. So yeah, that's all.
You know, I think that I don't want to press my agenda on anybody, but I think one of the biggest functions that we should try to address is education of the public as far as what's allowed in the park, what's not allowed in the park, why the park exists. The preservation organization does a great job in a lot of areas. I think we should have a much stronger outreach program. One of the things I'd like to get from Patrick is a list of all of the organizations that have held organized events at the park over the last 4 or 5 years, because I think meeting with those organizations independent of being within the park is a great way for us to start to try and educate. But that's one of those things that we should bring to our August meeting to talk about. What is it we're supposed to be doing, and what do we think the steps should be to try and get those things accomplished? And Heather is perfect as far as I'm concerned, because that's one of my big issues. Yeah.
It is, and I agree, you know, Heather, I think, you know, and I'm in the park a lot, and probably 80% of the issues that come up are educational, for people that just don't know what they're supposed to be doing and not supposed to be doing. So, you know, how to deal with horses when you're on a bike, you know, how fast you can go, like you've brought up, Bill. Which is an issue for everybody, but on foot, I don't know too many people that can run faster than 25 miles an hour, but a horse sure can, and these bikes sure can. And,
that can be very, very dangerous. And I think the education thing, if we can do something where you guys are at over there at the Polson place or do something like that, I think we should do that a lot often. Because then the public doesn't have a excuse saying, well, I just didn't know the rules, you know. So maybe posting.
Well, again, yeah, I think we all need to spend a little time on what it is that we as individuals think that as a group we should focus on and try and figure out a way to organize implementation of those ideas in support of what we're going to bring to the county. Remember that we are is a group that has an idea, that has an agenda, but we don't have any ability to actually cause it to happen. What we need are ideas and plans and suggestions that are well thought out enough that if we hand them to the county, they can be reasonably weighed for implementation or not.
I think you just defined the group, Bill. And you know, I mean, well, this park is, there's more people using this park now than I've ever seen, and I've been around that park since the early 70s, and there is more and more and more and more people enjoying the park. And so us being proactive, like what Heather was saying, something bad's going to happen if we don't. The more and more people that are in there, we just really need to think about safety and rules and conduct of what you're supposed to be doing when you're in the park.
So again, that's a topic that we bring up again at our next meeting. And please take some time, burn some brain cells, think your way through it. Before we adjourn, I would like to say again to Chris and Tanner, thanks, guys. I mean, every time I go through there, I see something that you've been working on that is improving the park and the experience in the park. You know, whether you're dragging deadfall out of the way or you're repairing fences, or there's always something happening in that park that shows that you're burning time and energy to make it a better place. And thank you very much. Appreciate your effort.
Definitely. And just your politeness and, you know, how you guys conduct yourself in the park. I mean, it shows. I see it all the time. And I, being on a horse all the time, I really appreciate how you guys shut down your machinery and just very aware of what's going on in your park. I mean, gosh, it's kind of your guys' park, you know, and it's noticeable. I notice it every time I'm in there and run into you guys.
Mr. Chair, I think Mr. Van Maren has his hand up and wants to say something.
May I, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry?
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Absolutely.
I know it's beyond the time of citizen comments. I was with my friend Sandra Hawk tonight, and we were both delayed getting on. She wanted me to report that the class last night, the classroom, went well, and the next one is scheduled for July 14th, second Tuesday of the month. The subject matter is not yet identified.
You know, an idea for you guys too, like with what we were just talking about is, I mean, I'd be more than happy being the national director of Backcountry Horsemen to do an educational thing on what to do when you come run into a horse in the park and something like that. I'd have no problem with spending some time in educating people of all users on what to do when you come up upon a horse.
I would love that, Phil. If you can get with me or Sandy offline after this, we could maybe schedule you for our either July or August class. I think we're trying to schedule archaeology for July. I'll have to get with Sandy off this, but that would be fantastic. And you're right, that would really not be, it would go a long way, I think, in educating the public with how to act around a horse and that kind of stuff. Because a lot of people, you know, speed up on and that kind of stuff. And I think, like you said, it's just lack of awareness.
Well, and this last a few days ago, there was just a whole bunch of kids in there, and I love seeing it. You know, I love seeing the little kids in there and the water's running and they're having a great time. But I came around the corner on my horse and they're all just, they were so excited to see a horse. They're all screaming and running toward it. And,
that can be scary though for a horseman. Oh, yeah.
The horse did fine and everything. That's it's just good. A safety. It's just safety. You know, we want,
oh, yeah.
And once I talked to the kids, they loved it. They all got to pet the horse and everything else. But, you know, we really need to do that. And, you know, I was talking with Chris when he was in his pickup. And he said, "You're on the board." I said, "Yeah, okay." And I asked him just what is the largest user in the park? And he said, "Horses."
Mm-hmm. I would absolutely believe that.
And that really surprised me. And, you know, horses are dangerous. I got the pins and screws and plates in my body to prove it, but especially when there's little kids around.
I've got one more thing I'd like to throw out there, and then I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. I am baffled that one of the last places in the city of Sandy is White City, west of 13th East, which is really close to the park, where overhead fireworks are still allowed. It baffles me, absolutely baffles me. So we might want to think about, we're going to be through the 4th and the 24th by the time we have our next meeting, but it might be time for us to think about the danger that is just inherent in the lower section of the park with the fact that overhead fireworks are still allowed as closely as they are to the park.
Who decides that, Bill?
It was me.
No, who decides whether those are allowed?
I'm sure it's the Sandy City Council or the White City Council. It's one of the either. Patrick might be in a better position to address that.
Sandy?
That jurisdiction is White City, and they make that decision.
So that's White City Council. Okay. Right. Well, and let's not beat this up anymore. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
The Sandy City Fire Department also has a say in it.
Right.
So we've got
looking to adjourn. I think that in the past there were a number of, as you're thinking about future board members, in the past, there were a couple of members from White City on this board, in the recent past, I'm sure in the distant past as well. So strategically think about that. And we want to thank Nikki for her leadership during this period. And good luck to you, Nikki, on your next adventure.
Thank you, Nikki.
That was something I wanted to say also. Thank you, Nikki, for keeping this board alive.
You're welcome. I tried.
You succeeded.
Thanks for taking over. I'm glad it's in really good hands.
If a motion hadn't been made, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Done. This meeting is adjourned. So we'll see you all. We'll see you all in August.
Thanks, John.
Sounds good. Have a good summer.
We'll see you in August. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.